To love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Police say they've collected more evidence implicating Luigi Mangione in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
They traced the ghost gun that was found on Mangione's person essentially to the scene of the crime because they matched the bullet casings that were recovered from the scene of the crime to the gun.
CBS's Anna Schechter says police have also found Mangione's fingerprints on a food wrapper and a water bottle near the murder scene. The wildfire in Malibu, California is now 7% contained. The winds have slowed, giving firefighters a chance to stop the fire's progress. CBS Los Angeles reporter Jasmine Veal is surveying the damage.
We were out there Tuesday. We were in this enclave right above Pacific Coast Highway, this private gated community, and that's where several homes had burned to the ground. We saw these were massive homes that had burned down, a guest house that had burned, a ranch, some sheds had burned. Right now, more than a dozen structures, they're saying, either damaged or destroyed.
20,000 people remain under evacuation orders. It could be a first next month.
President-elect Donald Trump has invited China's Xi Jinping to attend his inauguration next month, multiple sources told CBS News. Trump invited Xi in early November, shortly after the election, an unusual move for an incoming president. Inauguration officials are also making plans for additional foreign dignitaries to attend the swearing-in at the Capitol on January 20th.
CBS News White House reporter Jennifer Jacobs says it's not clear if Xi has accepted the invitation. FBI Director Christopher Wray has announced he will step down before President-elect Trump can take office and fire him.
This is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray while reinforcing the values and principles that are so important in how we do our work.
Trump plans to replace Wray with his former aide Kash Patel, who has promised a major overhaul of the Bureau, including shutting down its headquarters, the J. Edgar Hoover Building in Washington. In Mexico, some 10 million people will make the annual pilgrimage to the Shrine of the Virgin of Guadalupe, some crawling on their knees.
Millions walk days from across Mexico to pay homage to La Guadalupana, or Virgin of Guadalupe. Thousands camp in tents near her shrine. The faithful believe this darker-skinned Virgin Mary appeared to an indigenous man nearly 500 years ago. Guadalupe is also worshipped by Latinos across the U.S. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, write this number down or put it in your phone. 800-717-2322. The IRS is hiring more staff and cracking down. Call Tax Relief Helpers now to learn about our tax reduction programs and how to stop the collection efforts. If you're facing liens, levies, an audit, wage garnishment, or years of unpaid taxes, even if you're already in a payment plan, we can help. Through special IRS programs, you may qualify to have your tax debt settled for a fraction of what you owe. Tax Relief Helpers has helped thousands of taxpayers qualify for these generous relief programs, earning an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. No matter what amount you or your business owe to the IRS, call our Tax Relief Hotline now for a free consultation and see what savings you may qualify for. Don't tackle the IRS on your own, and don't risk having your wages, Social Security, even your pension seized. Call now. Call 800-717-2322. That's 800-717-2322. 800-717-2322.
It's a possible major find at the home of President Andrew Jackson in Tennessee.
Researchers think they've found a slave cemetery nestled in an agricultural field at the wooded edge of a waterway known as Sinking Creek.
Helping to tell this story is important to me.
That's Tony Guzzi at the Hermitage, who notes that nothing has ever been built on the site and crops have never been grown there, so the land has been as undisturbed as possible over the past 180 years. He says the work there is just beginning.
Every bit of information helps us tell our visitors a more complete story.
Allison Keys, CBS News.
They almost walked down the supermarket aisle together. Now Albertsons and Kroger are in a nasty divorce after two judges blocked their proposed merger, which would have created the largest supermarket chain in U.S. history. The two companies are suing each other for not doing enough to keep their deal alive. Albertsons is seeking a $600 million termination fee. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a few flurries out there overnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows in the lower single digits or wind chills between 10 and 15 below with gusty west winds up around 40. Mostly sunny skies Thursday. Highs in the lower teens. Currently 8 degrees.
Goes on, the beat goes on, drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da, Charleston was once the rage of home. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going fast. They're goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
whiskey and wine. They say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Thank you. snow I'm
crawling through the snow at a frightening speed with the half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every pad with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
Merry Christmas, Saint Nick.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Merry Christmas, Saint Nick.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Dressed in their summer clothes.
sure WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Behind it. She gets it while she can.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hanging on.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny.
I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Love it, I think. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Police are piecing together more evidence against Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
We heard in the early days about a cell phone that was dropped at the scene of the crime. Well, his fingerprints were found on that cell phone, and that cell phone was wrapped in tin foil. It's a foil-lined bag that helped him evade cell phone pings to a cell phone tower so his cell phone couldn't be tracked while it was on his person.
CBS's Anna